every council has develops a strategic plan for their term, and it, largely these strat plans are developed sometimes in the first year, second year of a council term, and they span over into the next council's term. So we were working with the strat plan developed by the last council for the first couple of years here, and likewise this strat plan. And the strat plan gives overall direction to the municipality based on considerable input and community engagement.
For you, what are some of the highlights?
Well, I can give you our vision, which I think is interesting. Actually, we developed our strat plan in the pre-COVID era, just as it was, and the vision and mission came up prior to COVID, but just as we were entering COVID, and they're remarkably, I think, suitable. The vision is for a vibrant community where diversity, nature, and compassion drive our prosperity, and with a mission of fostering growth and healthy living while celebrating our cultural diversity. So when you think of everything that's going on in the news these days in terms of COVID or the some of the racial divides, that I think that our strat plan is really a good bridge for that, the vision and the mission.
Heavy emphasis in the plan about collaboration, not only with regional communities, Indigenous people, but also the community. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, so the priorities include innovation and development, community wellness, regional collaboration, community engagement, and operational excellence. And the collaboration really is regional with other municipalities. It's regional with agencies and First Nations. It's regional with the business sector. If we're going to really achieve anything, and if we're going to move forward, we have to do it in concert with the region. I think we really have opportunities that can only be developed regionally.
How does council and staff plan to use this plan based on future decisions?
Well, certainly the plan is developed based on considerable community engagement, from online surveys to a series of focus groups, town hall meetings, personal interviews, and staff and council input. So it really, the strategic plan gives direction to all the other plans, whether it be the annual operating plans, the departmental work plans, in the budget setting. Everything is done in view of the strategic plan. We're just looking forward to carry on moving ahead and in these interesting times, see where we go. We'll all have to be innovative and adaptable, flexible, compassionate, and keep moving ahead.